Today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, the two dots, Tzavar HaKetoyres Al Gabi Gichol. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devora, Devora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rochel Chava, and Aryeh Eliezer Ben Malka. Today's daf has been learned as a Schus Vyacheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim Remoisha Chaim. So we're in the middle of the Avoida on Yom Kippur, albeit with many, many digressions. We're discussing the special Keteiris that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur, Lifnai V'Lifnin. So the first part of today's daf is going to continue to discuss the Keteiris. And then the second part of the daf is going to discuss the tefillah that the Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol was mispalel when he exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And just like with the last several dafin, we'll have a little bit of digression today as well. So the Mishnah had said, Sover es HaKetoyres Agabi Gecholim. When it came time for the Kohen Gadol to be marked to the Keteiris, he's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he took the Keteiris, that was in the Kaf, that was in his left hand, and tzavar al gabi gecholim. He put it onto the pan that had the burning coals inside. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah is tzavar. Tzavar means he piled up, says the Gemara. Tanan kamando amat tzavar. Clearly, the Tana, the Mishnah, is of the opinion that the way the Kohen Gadol put the Keteiris on the gecholim was tzavar, he would pile it up, as opposed to what? We saw very, very briefly earlier in the sugyas, there's a man da'amah that says he was mefazron. He scattered them. So there was a machloikis, whether he piled it more neatly in one spot, or rather he just scattered it on top of the gecholim. The lashon of the Mishnah, tzavar es hakteres agabi gecholim, says the Gemara, very obviously, is a stam Mishnah like the man da'amah that holds tzavra. Says the Gemara, tani chadu, we learned in a braisa, tzavra pinima, shehi chutzaloi. When the Kohen Gadol put the Keteiris on top of the Gecholim, so he put it on the side of the pan that was Panimo, that was closer to Meiriv, meaning closer to the Aroin, Shehi Chutzalei, which was a little bit farther than from where he was. V'tanya Yidruch learned in another braisa, just the opposite. Tzoivra Chutza, he put the Keteiris Chutza, meaning farther away from the orange, Pnimaloi, which was a little bit closer to him. Amar Abayas, Abayas etanoi, must be, there was a machloikis tanoim. So again, we have several machloikis in as to the exact nature of how the Keteiris was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Number one, tzavar or mefazer. Number two, did he put it on the coals that were farther from him or a little bit closer to him? But then Abaye continued, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, mistabra. In Svara, you wouldn't think this is something that's really totally in Svara. But he said, I can make a logical argument, command Amma Pnima Shechutzalei, that the right way to do it was for the Kohen Gadol to put it Pnima, meaning closer to the Aron, Shechutzalei, which is a little farther from the town. We learned in the Mishnah, Melamdin Oisoi, that used to teach the Kohen. Now, this is talking about the Kohen that brought the Keteiris every day. Make sure that when you bring the Keteiris, don't put it right in front of you because you may get burned. So you should put it a little bit farther away from you said Abaya. So if it's mistab, if the way they used to teach the Kohen to do the Keteiris always was Hizar Shalai Taskal Mipanach Hashem Atichva, probably when it came to the Keteiris on Yom Kippur, that was the same way. In other words, this Mishnah is talking about the Keteiris that was brought every day. It's not talking about the Keteiris that was brought on Yom Kippur. Abaye is making the tzushtel. He said it's mistaber that if that's the way it was for the Keteiris that was brought every day, that's probably the way it was for the Keteiris that was brought on Yom Kippur. So Abaye was an amoira that was machria between two braises, not halacha l'maisa. In Abaye's times, there was no avoid on Yom Kippur, there was no Beis HaMikdash, but Abaye said, hilchus l'mashicha, I think it's mistaber like the man d'amah that says that the way the Kohen Gadol put the Keteiris on the coals was, he put it a little farther from him, push it for practical safety measures, so like this he wouldn't get hurt. So the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa, so that's going to go into detail, some technical detail, as it relates to the Keteiris on Yom Kippur, and really the braisa is going to hinge on two psukim. Psukim that we are sort of familiar with from learning the sugyas here in Masechtas Yuma, but it's kedai just to mention the Torah Shebiksav, literally, Baal Peh, just to read the two psukim, because the Gemara is going to go into it a little bit. The first is the very first pasuk in Parashas Achrim Mois that talks about the Avoda on Yom Kippur. So Parashas Achrim Mois begins Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Achrim Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon Bikarvasom Lifnei Hashem Vayamusu. So Hashem came to Moshe when Achrim Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon, which sounds like it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that the Shnei Bnei Aharon, Nadav and Avihu, died. It was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. And Achrei Moish Shnei Bnei Aharon, Hashem comes to Moshe, and he tells him the Avodah on Yom Kippur. This was one of the Chayyadim's rayas to the Vilna Gaon's Yesod, that the Avodah on Yom Kippur wasn't exclusive to Yom Kippur, but really, any time Aharon HaKohen wanted to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as long as he did the Avodah on Yom Kippur, this was something he was allowed to do. Said the Chayyadim, what's my raya? Because otherwise, why would Hashem have spoken to Moshe about Yom Kippur, Achrei Moish is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom Kippur is not for several months. So wait until Tishrei time when it's going to be Negeish. Shloishim Yom, Kaidim L'chag. You'll tell the halachas. So Vaistoy said the Chayodim, the parish of Achrim Mois, the parish of Yom Kippur is not exclusive to your Tishrei, but rather it's something that's always Negeish. And therefore, for whatever reason, Achrim Mois, Shnei B'nei Aharon, Hashem chose to tell this to Moshe. But we need the next passage. So Hashem told Moshe, Dabar L'Aharon Achicha, go talk to your brother Aharon and tell him as follows. Val Yovoy B'chol He cannot just go to the other side of the Paroiches, enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim where the Aron is. Because if he does that, it's going to be Misa. Meaning, V'lo Yomus, if he's going to adhere to this rule, Ki be'onon eroe ala kapayres. The only time he's allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the way the Gemara is going to darshan it in today's daf, is Be'onon HaKetayris. So if he brings the Ketayris, then he's going to be allowed to enter. That's the pasuk right in the beginning of Parshas Achrim Mois. Clearly talking about the Ketayris that was brought on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The specific nature of the pasuk is that Aharon HaKohen can't just enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he wants. Ki Be'onon Eroel LaKapayris. Rashi and Chumash, the Onan HaKetayris P'yayim HaKippurim, that's the only time that he's going to be able to enter. The next pasuk that we're going to need is several psukim later. It's Perek Tezayin, Parashas Achrim Mois. This is pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, V'nosan es HaKetayris al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. When Aharon is going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should take the Ketayris, he should put it on top of the fire, which we know were the coals that were inside the pan, lifnei Hashem, v'chiso anan HaKetayris es HaKapayris, Asher al ho'edos v'lo yomos. And the Anan HaKetayris is going to cover the Kapayris, which was on top of the Aron. And again, if he follows these rules, v'lo yomos. So this was very dangerous. The Pasuk says it again and again and again. If Aharon is going to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's not going to do it right, it's not going to be good. In Pasuk Beis, v'lo yomos. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'lo yomos. But regardless, psukim that talk about exactly how Aharon HaKohen did was able to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim and how he brought the Ketayris. The Gemara is going to discuss it in detail. Zok the Gemara, Brais, Tanu Rabbanon. It says, V'nosanes HaKetayris Asher, Alo Eish Lufnei Hashem. That's the second pasuk we mentioned. Pasuk Yud Gimel. We learn from here, Shelo Yisakim Yibachutz V'yachnes. That it's not okay for the Kohen Gadol to be makter the Ketayris outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rather, the actual haktara, the burning of the Ketayris, placing the Ketayris on top of the coals, had to happen in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You see that because it says, V'nosan es haktaris al ho'esh lifnei Hashem. He has to place it on the fire, lifnei Hashem. Pashup Shan in the Pasuk. And lifnei Hashem certainly means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And therefore, we learn from there, Shelo Yisakim Yivachutz. It wasn't okay to prepare it outside and then enter. Zok the Gemara. And this was the Hoytzim Yilim and Shal Tzedoikim. And this was, in fact, not like the way that Tzedoikim learned it. Sha'oimim, they were of the opinion, Yisakim Yivachutz V'yachnis, that the way the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketayris was, he would be makted the Ketayris outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and while the smoke was rising from the Ketayris, he would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. My daughters, where did they get it from? So they got it from the first pasuk that we mentioned, pasuk Beis, Ki ba'onon eroe ala kapayris. And they understood, Melameh che Yisakim Yivachutz V'yachnis, Ki ba'onon, with the smoke of the Ketayris, you're allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then Eiroa ala Kapayris. But not that you should be makted the Ketayris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but Be'onon, you're supposed to walk in. with the Amalam Chachamim. So the Chachamim told the Tzedukim, but like Far Nemar, it says, Venosan Sakteris Aloesh Lifnei Hashem. They said, I hear Tzedukim. They tried reasoning with them. But at the same time, they said that the Pasuk says, Venosan Sakteris Aloesh Lifnei Hashem. And if that's the case, there's no question you have to burn the Kteris in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Tzedukim told him, so how do you understand our pasuk? That pasuk means something else. It doesn't mean that Kohen Gadol was supposed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim while the smoke was already rising. But the pasuk is actually describing the Ktoiris of Yom Kippur. And it's saying that there was an ingredient, an herb called Male Oshon, that was a specific grass, a specific herb. It had to be placed into the Ktoiris. By placing it into the Ktoiris, it would cause the smoke of the Ktoiris to rise in a very straight way. And that's what the Torah is saying, ki be'anon, there has to be this very vertical cloud that's going to emerge from the Ktoiris, and that's the only way, ro'al ha'kapayris. And that's really what the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean enter while this smoke is rising, but what it's saying is that when you mark the Ktoiris in the Kodesh HaKadosh, make sure there's going to be an anon referring to the Ma'ala Oshon. Says the Gemara, how do you know you're supposed to have Ma'ala Oshon? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, going back to the first Pasuk that we mentioned, V'chisa anan ha'ktoiris es ha'kapoiris. Now, the Gemara is going to soon ask the obvious question. We just brought two psukim. How you know there's supposed to be Ma'ala Oshon? The Pasuk that says, Kipa onan eira ha'kapoiris, according to the Siddukim, means you're supposed to enter while the smoke is rising. Chama said, no, it's not what it means. What it means is Ma'ala Oshon. Says the Gemara, how do you know you need Ma'ala Oshon? We just said that, you know, you need Ma'ala Oshon. Kiba Anan Eirah L'Kapayrus. And then we bring another pasuk. V'chisu Anan HaKtayrus is HaKapayrus. The Anan of the Kteris is going to cover the Kapayrus. So, what happens if the Kohen Gadol didn't put the Ma'ala Oshon? Or if he would be missing one of the other ingredients of the Kteris, Chayiv Misa, he would be Chayiv Misa. Why do you need to say that if the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh HaKadosh, bring the Ktoiris, but be missing one of the ingredients of the Ktoiris, he would be Chayiv Misa. Meaning, he's Chayiv Misa for bringing the Ktoiris in the wrong way. To the extent that the Ktoiris that he brought wasn't a good Ktoiris, so it comes out, he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he didn't do anything. Because he didn't bring the Ktoiris. Now, the halacha is you weren't allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh without doing anything. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Because if a person simply goes and enters the Kodesh HaKadosh, he's chayif miso. So the Gemara is asking, why do you need to tell me that if the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadosh to bring the Ktoiris, and he didn't bring the Ktoiris in the proper way, he's chayif miso. If he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh, he didn't bring the Ktoiris the proper way, he doesn't have to be chayif miso for bringing the Ktoiris in the wrong way. He's chayif miso for simply walking in. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, good kasha, but there's a technical answer. What if this Kohen Gadol didn't know, he didn't know that you're not allowed to stam enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He thought you could. Turns out he was wrong. But although he was wrong, if he did, he only entered B'shoigig, in which case he's not going to be Chayiv Misa. What if, although he didn't know that you're not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Veltarain, be a Reikonis, but he did know that if you bring the Ktoiris and you're missing one of the Samane Ktoiris, you're Chayiv Misa. So then it would come out, he's amazed on bringing the Ktoiris the wrong way. For that, it would be Chayiv Misa. So Rav Sheisha said, you want to know why it's Nogeya, we're a Chapsa Nafgamin, if the Kohen Gadol brought the Ktoiris in the wrong way, missing one of the simonim that lochas is chayav misa in chapen afkemina. If he was a shoygig on biyarei kanes, he was amazed on a ketoiris chasera, so he can't be chayav misa for the biyarei kanes because he didn't know about it. He's only a shoygig. So the chiddush is that there's a chayav misa for bringing a ketoiris chasera, and that's why the Gemara said this. But Rashi Amar Rashi said a different type. Could be it would happen afkamina that the person should be chayef misa for bringing the wrong ketoiris, even if he knew the halacha that you're not allowed to stam enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So what was the kasha? If he knows that you're not allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim without doing anything, mia b'yirei kanes, and you're chayef misa for entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why do you have to say he's chayef misa for bringing the Ktoiris chasera? He's anyways chayef misa for doing the biyarei kanes. So the Gemara says, going to idol shtei ktoiris. In the Geir, if he brought two ktoirises, achas shleimim, achas chasera, he brought a good ktoiris and he brought a bad ktoiris. He can't be chayef for the beer because he didn't enter for nothing. No idol shleimim, because at the end of the day, he brought the right ktoiris. Ktoir mechayef, But for the Keteris, it could be chayiv to come back to Keteris Chaser. At the end of the day, you brought a Keteris Chaser. It's a little bit of a chiddush that you see if somebody would bring the good Keteris and the bad Keteris, he'd still be chayiv Misa for bringing the wrong Keteris. And that's where it happened after Mina. The bottom line is that as it relates back to the original discussion, the debate, this was a great debate between the Tzedukim and between the Purushim, how exactly the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Purushim, Chazal, were of the understanding that it says in the Torah, V'nosan es HaKeteris asher al ha'esh lifnei Hashem, that it had to be burnt lifnei Hashem, which meant it had to be burnt in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tzedukim said no. The Tzedukim says, it says, ki be'onon eira al ha'kapayres, which means that with an onon, the Kohen Gadol had to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which bal karchach meant that he had to burn it before he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So like this, as he walks in, there's already a stack of smoke that's emerging from the coals. That's the way he had to walk in. So the Chachamim said that if we hold that it really happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so what does the Pasuk mean when it says, ki be'onon eira al ha'kapayres? It means that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when the Kohen Gadol brought the Keteris, he had to add the ingredient called Male Oshon. Then the Braisa says, and how do you know you're supposed to put in the Male Oshon? Oh, because the Pasuk says, V'chiso ananak teres es hakapayres. And we spoke out the obvious question. If the Chachamim said that when the Pasuk says, ki be'onon eira al ha'kapayres, what it's saying is you have to put the Male Oshon in, so vas freik the Gemara, and how do you know you have to put the Male Oshon? No, that's the Pasuk. That's what the Pasuk means when it says, ki be'onon eira al ha'kapayres. Zok the Gemara, I'm a marry, nine shenites of a Male Oshon. How do you know you have to put the Male Oshon? Tam alemer, it says, V'chiso, freik the Gemara, krav akra. You're bringing a pasuk to support a pasuk. You just had a makar. Notice we have two makaris now for Malo Ashan. It's a nice lashon. Number one, kibba anonei ra'a ala kapayrus. Number two, v'chisu ananak tayrus. It's a kapayrus. So what do you need two makaris? And the Gemara here, from here until the two dots, is going to bring a whole bunch of answers to this kasha. Number one, Amar Rav Yosef Hachi Kamer. This is what the pasuk means. This is why we need two drashas. Ein li ela ale Malo Ashan. Because if we only had one pasuk, I would think it has to be the leaf of the Mala Oshon. Iker Mala Oshon. How do you know the Iker, the root? We actually know Iker Mala Oshon. After the Kohen Gadol put the root of the Mala Oshon into the coals, so the smoke went up until it reached the ceiling. Until it, when it got to the beams, it would go down the walls, until the entire house was filled with Oshon Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'habayis yimolei Oshon. What Abayi was trying to prove from here was that it sounds like the way the Kohen Gadol used to bring the Keteris was, he used to use the Iker. He used to dafka use the root. What did Rabbi Yosef say? Had he only had one Pasuk, I would know the leaf. Talmud Loimar, a second Pasuk, the root, as if to say, then lekatchila is the leaf, the bidiyevet is the root. Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi, it's amashma that way. The way I have a Masaira, it always happened was, they dafka used to use the root. If the root is bidiyevet, it's only a ribuy from the second pasuk, then why they always use the root? Abaye said what Rabbi Yosef said, he just tweaked it the other way around. Had we had one pasuk, I would think, you have to use the root. Malosh, Ali Malosh. How do you know that the leaf is okay as well? Talmud Loim Evachisa. The second pasuk teaches me that the leaf is also good, but En Hochinami Lekatchila, you should use the root, and that's why the Kohen Gadol used to use the root. Rav Sheshi Samar, Rav Sheshi said another time. He said, Inli Eloyo Moyed, Shebe Midbar, I would know, had we only had one pasuk, that you have to have Malo Ashan in the Midbar. Shiloh, when the Mishkan was in Shiloh, Ubeis Noilomim, and in the Beis HaMikdash Minayim, how do you know there as well, Talmud Loimer V'chisa, that's why we have to have a second pasuk. So why do we need a second pasuk? To be marva, that this wasn't only true for the Midbar, but this was true for Shiloh and the Beis HaMikdash as well. Frank the Gemara, Haimi V'chein Yasel Oyel Moyed, HaShoichin Itam Nav. It's true, says the Gemara, we need a Makar to be marva, that you needed Malo Ashan for Mishkan Shiloh, and you need a Mal Oshnan for the Beis HaMikdash. But why do I need this Pasuk for it? I know from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, V'chein Yasel Oyel Moyed, HaShoichin Itam, and from HaShoichin Itam we learned that any place of HaShoichin HaShchina was included in this halacha. So Gemara says, you're right, Elohachi Kamar, different Pshat, Eli Yelubi Yom HaKippur, Pshat Yom HaShon HaBinai. Had we only had one Pasuk, I would think you need the Mal Oshnan when the Keteris was born in Yom Kippur. How do you know the Keteris that was brought the whole year needed it as well? Talmud Loim HaVachisa, that's why I have a second Pasuk. Rav Ashi said a different Teretz. Chad LeMitzvah, V'chad LeAkiv. One Pasuk is coming to tell me that it's a mitzvah. In Kachim, the rule is Shina Hakasav Lak. If any time the Torah says something twice, since Sveitimol always means it's not just suggested, but this is something you actually have to do. So the reason the Torah said Malashon a second time is to teach me that it's my Rava said Chadva Azara. One is to teach me that there's an Azara, that if a person would bring the Torah without the Malashon, it's Azara, that's a very bad thing. To tell me that if a person would do it, he would actually be chayav misa. Tanya the Gemara says, in fact, that last teretz is a bris. Beleza said, "V'lo yomus." The pasuk that says, "V'chisa nanak teretz es akapoyres asher al leidus v'lo yomus." That's coming to teach me an oynish that if a person would bring the teretz without the malo ashon, he'd be chayav misa. When it says kipa onon eira azara, that's coming to teach me an azara that if somebody would bring the teretz without the malo ashon, it would be aser. Meaning, one pasuk is teaching me the einish, the other pasuk is teaching me the azar. Zokta Gemara, Yochel Yehu Shneim Amurim Koydem Mises Pnei Aharon. You would think that both of these psukim were said Koydem Mises Shnei Aharon. Okay, interesting. Talmud Loimar, Achri Mois, Shnei Bnei Aharon. Both of these psukim are mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Achri Mois, Perek Tezayin. One of the psukim is in pasuk Beis, the other one's in pasuk Yud Gimel. Achri Mois, Shnei Bnei Aharon is pasuk Aleph. So obviously, both of these psukim are going Achri Mois, Shnei Bnei Aharon. Zokta Gemara. Yochel Yehu Shneim Amurim Achri Mises Shnei Bnei Aharon. Okay, so you're basically telling me that the two psukim were after Mises Shnei Bnei Aharon. Achri Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon is Pasuk Aleph, and then Beis and Yugimel tell me all these halachas. Now Talmud Loimar, it says Ki Ba'onon Eira Al Akapiris. The words Ki Ba'onon Eira Al Akapiris seems to suggest that this Pasuk happened before Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. Now, Hashem appeared to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, which was Koidem Misa Shnei Bnei Aharon. So it sounds a little bit then that one of the Pesukim is talking about Koidem Misa Shnei Bnei Aharon, and the other Pesuk is talking about Acha Misa Shnei Bnei Aharon. Okay, it's that Azara Koidem Misa. The Azara, the Isser, was before. The Oynish was Acha. Says the Gemara, but the Einish was after. Zok the Gemara, Acha Misa. My Talmud, what's the Makar? Amar Rava. Rava said what we just explained. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Kiba Onan Eira, Vadayin Loi Nirit. The Lashon Kiba Onan Eira, even though Pasha is talking about Yom Kippur and the Avodah and all the Drashnas that we're describing, but in this Brisa, the Gemara says it's actually referring to the first time the Shechina appeared, which happened. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, why would they punish Kidatanya? Meaning, the Gemara's thought that from the fact that the Torah put the Misa of Nadav and Aviyu together with the Parsha of Yom Kippur, so maybe Misa's Nadav and Aviyu had something to do with these Parshias over here. Maybe it had something to do with the Torah not being brought in the right way. It's a logical assumption, because otherwise, why are they together? This is something you better not do again, right? That's what it feels like a little, the Parsha. But really, they have nothing to do with each other. So the Gemara says, okay, then why did the Bnei Aharon pass away? There's so many chazals that talk about it. This is one of them. It's because they were Moira Halacha B'fnei Rabbim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe, and they paskin the Shiloh in the presence of their Rebbe, and that was something they weren't allowed to do. Not just that, Chi of Misa. My Dorish, what was this drosha that they said? V'nosnu B'nei Aharon HaKoyen Eishalom Mizbeach. The pasuk says the Bnei Aharon should put fire in the Mizbeach. So they said, "Avo b'shei she read this ben Hashemayim mitzvah lahavi min ahedya." There was fire that had emerged, that had descended from Shemayim onto the Mizbeach, and they went and they put fire anyways. Now the reason they did it was because they felt it's a pasuk v'nosum Bnei Aharon akoyin eishalom Mizbeach, that even if there's fire, there's still a mitzvah for the kayanim to bring fire, and they were right. The problem is they were moir alacha b'fnei rabbim. They had no business paskin in the Shiloh by themselves, and it was because of that they ended up being chayef misa. Regardless, what we're coming out with over here is that the tzedukim held that the Kedoshim was supposed to be brought mibachot, and then as the smoke was rising, be brought into the Kedosh HaKadoshim. They learned it from the pasuk ki be'onan eira l'kapiris. Chazal felt the pasuk says clearly that you're spinosan as a k'tayrus alo eish lifnei Hashem, that you're supposed to be burning the k'tayrus lifnei Hashem. What then does the pasuk mean when it says kibbe onan eira l'kapiris? It means mala ashen. And then the Gemara brings another pasuk for mala ashen. And the Gemara says, what do you need two psukim for mala ashen? And the Gemara gave a whole bunch of simple terutzim. Maybe one pasuk is for the leaf, one pasuk is even for the root, or one pasuk is for the root, and the other pasuk is even for the leaf. And then the Gemara said, maybe had I only had one pasuk, I would have known only Mishkan in the Midbar. How do you know Mishkan Shiloh? How do you know the Beis Hamikdash? Then the the Gemara said, I would have thought maybe only the Ketores on Yom Kippur. How do I know the Ketores the whole year? And then the Gemara said that I need one to teach me l'katchila, but shina kosev l'akiv and kachin. I need to know that it's ma'akiv as well. One is for the Azara, one is for the Misa. And then the Gemara floated the idea that maybe Misa's Nadav and Aviyu, again, we know so many reasons for Misa's Nadav and Aviyu, maybe it had something to do with this as well. The Gemara brought rayas from the Psukim. That's not what it means. So why did Nadav and Aviyu? What happened? It was related in our sugya from the fact that they were Moira Halacha Defnei Rabbim. Next topic. So the Mishnah said that after the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketores. So we've been talking so much about the Ketores of the Kohen Gadol. He just brought the Ketores. Tzavar es HaKetores al Gabi Gecholim v'nes Malach Kol HaBayis Kulei Asha. Now the Kohen Gadol has to leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Zok Teilig HaMishnah. Yotzeu Boloi B'derech. He went and he left in the same way that he came. So he left in the way that he came. Zok Teilig HaMishnah. What does that mean? Yatsna uvaloi derech nisasa. You know, I really am Rav Shulman Achmeni, Rav Yonis, and I'm Akra. No, it's learned that from the following pasuk. Vayavai Shloima, Lebama, Asher beGivon Yerushalayim. Shloima went to the Bama, which was in Givon Yerushalayim. Now, Givon is in Givon, and Yerushalayim, Irakoidish is in Yerushalayim. They're not the same city. Vichimayin and Givon Eitzel Yerushalayim. Elamakish is Yasim, Givon Yerushalayim. The Beyasim Yerushalayim, the Givon. The Pasuk is equating the way that Shlomo HaMelech went from Givon to Yerushalayim to the way that he went from Yerushalayim to Givon. Meaning, Ma Biyasim Yerushalayim to Givon, Panav Klape, Ma Biyasim Yerushalayim to Givon, Panav Klape Bama, Kinderech Biyasai, Afyetzi Yasai, Mi Givon to Yerushalayim, Panav Klape Bama, Kinderech Biyasai. A little bit wordy. So just like when the Kohen Gadol went, when Shlomo HaMelech went from Givon to Yerushalayim, he went facing Yerushalayim. That's how he went to Yerushalayim. He went looking at Yerushalayim. He went facing Yerushalayim. When he left, he actually went the same way. Meaning he left going backwards because he didn't want to leave the makom of Hashroyes HaShechina by turning his back to the Hashroyes HaShechina. So he went with his face facing, and that's the same way that the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. So when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he went facing the Aron, obviously. When he walked out, he didn't turn his back to the Aron, but he left Kederech Knisasa. Just like Shlomo HaMelech left Kederech Knisasa, the Kohen Gadol did the same way. In fact, this Brisa says, V'chem Kohanim Avidasam, the Kohanim when they did the Avodah, Levim B'duchanam, even the Levim and the Yisraelim, when they played their roles in the Avodah, when they used to leave their respective place of Avodah, they wouldn't turn their face, meaning their back should never be towards the Makam of Hashoyes HaShechina. They would walk with their face facing the place of the Shechina. Same is true, a Talmud that leaves his Rebbe, he should never turn his back to his Rebbe. He should walk backwards, but at the same time, his face should be facing his Rebbe. Other where Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan would part ways. So Rabbi Lazar was the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan was the Rebbe. So Rabbi Yochanan's most famous Talmud is Rish Lakish. Second most famous is probably Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, when they would part ways, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to leave. Have a gachin koi Rabbi Lazar duchte. This is respect. So Rabbi Lazar would bow until Rabbi Yochanan left his presence. As Rabbi Yochanan was leaving, Rabbi Lazar was staying in one place, but he would be in this crouched position, in this bowed position, and covered for Rabbi Yochanan. Had to have a michsi until he couldn't see him anymore. Rabbi Yochanan, when he couldn't see, Rabbi Lazar l'skuye, where Rabbi Lazar himself wanted to leave, have a ka'azal la'achayre, he would walk backwards, Adam michsim in aid Rabbi Yochanan, until he couldn't see Rabbi Yochanan. Rava could have a boy miftim in aid Rabbi Yosef, when Rava was leaving Rabbi Yosef, so Rava's Rebbe Muvik was Rabbi Yosef. Rava was a Talmud of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, but his Rebbe Muvik was Rabbi Yosef. Abaye was also a Talmud of Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, but Abaye's Rebbe Muvik was Rabba. So this is again, Rebbe Talmud, the Rebbe's Rabbi Yosef, Rava's the Talmud. So when Rava would leave, Rav Yosef have a ozel la'achayre, he would walk backwards, adem enakvin kare, umitfes en askufa debe Rav Yosef dama, to the point where sometimes he would start bleeding because his feet would hit the askupa, the threshold of the floor, and he would mamish start bleeding, from which is reminiscent of the Gemara Masech the Shabbos with the Tzeduki and Rava, the Inkam Akrami. Overlay the Rav Yosef, they told Rav Yosef, halach avid Rava, this is what Rava does. So Rashi says, why do they have to tell Rav Yosef? Because Rav Yosef was a sagi no, so Rav Yosef couldn't see. So they told Rav Yosef, this is what Rava does. Amalei, so he told him, Yehei Rava, the Torim Reshech Akula Karta. And there's a Two pshatim in the Rishonim, what this means. Rashi says, Tiyeh Rosh Yeshiva Sakrach. If Rabbi does this, Rabbi one day is going to be the Rosh Yeshiva. If you look at Rabbeinu Chanala on the side of the Gemara, this is a beautiful Maramakim, V'yeh Shoimrim, another pshat, She'tiyeh Bakoil Halacha K'Rava. Rav Yosef said that if that's true, Rav is going to be Zoicha, that Halacha K'moysai B'chal Makim Chutz Miyal Pagam. But other than that, at least with his Baal Plukta, it's interesting because we know when there's a machlokes Rava and Abaya, we paskin like Rava with six exceptions. What about if Rava argued with one or the other on my Rav? We don't really know. But Rabbeinu Chananel said, Yeshomim Shatiya Bakoil Halacha K'Rava. So this idea that Rava and Abaya Halacha K'Rava could be, it's not a Rava and Abaya thing. It could be this was a bracha. But either way, the way Rabbeinu Chananel understands the bracha, Ye Rava de Torim Reishech, Akulakak, Amrav Alexandri, Amrav Yeshua Malev, Hamaspalo, when somebody Daman Sarach Shev Sia, Sholish Psias La Chayrav, Vachakachitin Sholim. So after a person Daman Shmein Esri, you go Oyster Shulim. What does it mean you go Oyster Shulim? You take three steps backwards. He says, Shalom Bimroimo, Yasa Shalom Aleinu, Shalom Aleichem, right? That's how you finish Shema Nesra. So Rabbi Alexandri said this to him, Rabbi Shalom Alevi. Omalevi, Rav Mordechai, Mordechai said, Kimish Abbas HaSholish, Psyas LaChayrav, Hasami Boy Leidamek. When a person goes back, Oysa Shalom, you should stand there. Moshe L'tamad HaNiftemi Rabbi. It's like a Reb, a Talmud that leaves his Rebbe. M'choizel Alter, if he comes right back, Doima, this is Sharf, L'kelev Sheshav Alkeyoi. Like a dog that returns to something that he spit out. Somebody finishes Shmoy Nasri, you can't just leave. You have to go back three steps, and then you say Shalom. Person doesn't do that, better you don't daven. In the name of Shmaya, they say, Shalom Yamin. First, you're supposed to say Shalom to the right, and then you're supposed to say Shalom to the left. Shenemar, Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lomoy. Now this pasuk is in Parshas V'zois Habracha. Vayoyimar Hashem Misinai Ba V'zorach Misay Erlomay Yefiyam Ayapar Basmir V'zorach Mi Mina Eish Das Lami. And Pasha, what it means is that Hashem gave us the Luchos, and He gave it with Yeminoi, with His right hand. So Rashi says three words: Alma Yemin Adifa. You see from here that the right is the most chashiv. So when you're saying Shalom, first say Shalom to the right, and then say Shalom to the left. Vayoyimar. Another pasuk it says Yipol Mitzitcha Elef Urevava Miminecha, from your left side, 1,000 people are going to fall. But from your right side, 10,000. Which seems to suggest that your right is, again, more chashev. So if the right is more chashev, that's the way you should say Shalom. Why do you need two psukim to tell me the right is more chashev? So the Gemara says, because the first pasuk is not so clear. You would tell me that maybe really the right is more chashev. Why me mina ej da islami? Because usually people give things with their ear. If you're a righty, usually you use your right hand. Not that it's inherently more chashev that when you're giving shalom, first you do it to your min and then you do it to your smell, tashma. Therefore, we need a second pasuk. Yipo mitzidcha elef urevava miminecha. Rava chazil abaya diyavet shlomo liyamin bereisha. Rava once saw abaya going oisa shalom, and he saw he went oisa shalom first to the right. Amalim yisavus liyamin didach. Oh, you thought when it said the right, it meant your right? No. It meant the smell didach, your left. Kamina davi yamino yishal hakadosh baruch hu. Which is the right of HaKadosh Baruch. Amar Rav Chiya Berei de Rav Huna, Chazinu Lul Abayi V'Rava, the Pasul Sholosh B'Sidit B'Kriya Achas. I saw Abayi V'Rava, they went Oysa Shalom, they did a B'Kriya Achas, meaning they were bowed the entire time when they went the three steps and when they said Oysa Shalom, Rav Yash. Now what's Pashup Shad in this Gemara? Why are we talking about it right now? So it's simple, because Shmoyne Esrei is an audience with the Melech. That's what Shmoyne Esrei is. Rav Chaim and Sefer, that if a person davens Shmoyne Esrei and he doesn't have kavana that he's oymed lifnei amelech, he has a din of a mesasek and say esnish gedavens Shmoyne Esrei. In Pirish Hamilois, kavana is only ma'akiv in the first bracha. But in terms of knowing what you're doing and that you're standing lifnei amelech, that is the heftz of tvila. And if a person doesn't have in mind that he's standing in front of the Melech when he davened Shmoyne Esrei, say, hey, snish ke davened Shmoyne Esrei. So we're discussing the halacha that if somebody goes away from his Rebbe, the Kohen Gadol, who's leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shloim HaMelech with Givon and Yerushalayim, the Kohanim Bavidosim, the Levim, the Yisraelim B'mamadam, they always had a certain covet that when they left the presence of this greatness, so they didn't just leave, but they went with a certain deference. And they went backwards, and they gave rishus, and they bowed. So if that's the way a person's supposed to leave, such a makom, that when a yid finishes davening Shmoyne Esrei, he's supposed to do the same thing. That's the aside of what this means. That's what the Gemara means when it says, Roy Loy Shaloy Hispala, right? If someone doesn't go Eis HaShalom, better had he not daven. Yeah, because his tefillah is not a tefillah. If he doesn't appreciate that he's oymei b'fnei ha-melech, Reb Chaim said, he's a mesasik ba'alma. Say, he's nish gedaven. So what are you daven for? You're being masker, all the shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, roi loy shaloy yispal. So the Gemara, u'mispal tefillah gitzar b'veis ha-chitza. So on the topic of tefillah, the Kohen Gadol left the Kodesh HaKadosh, and he left walking backwards. And when he left, he was mespal tefillah ketzara. We're bebeis hachitzon. Now Rashi in the Mishnah says beis hachitzon was the heichal. Others say that it was in between the two paroiches. Anyways, during Bayis Sheni, where there were two paroiches, and you had that amma of space. So the Kohen Gadol leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and as soon as he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said a tefillah. But the Mishnah says, v'lohoi marich betfilasai. He didn't say a long tefillah, shloi lahavas es Yisrael, because everybody's waiting to see if the Kohen Gadol is going to make it out alive. And it's for that reason, they don't want, he want to scare anybody. So even though this would have been maybe an appropriate time to say a long tefillah, but at the same time, shloi lahavas es Yisrael, out of sensitivity, we compromised a little bit on this unbelievable Eis Ratzin, and even though the Kohen Gadol said a tefillah, but it was a tefillah kitzara. So, after a man, Matzli, what was the tefillah? Rava barav ado, viravin barav ado, travayu mishmeid rav amri. The tefillah was, quote, Yehi Ratzin, milfanecha Hashem alikeinu, shetehe shana zu gshuma ushchuna. Yehi Ratzin milfanecha, that this year should be a rainy year, and shchuna means a dry year. Faith to Gemara, a dry year, shchuna mal yisehi, is that a good thing? Eleimu, no. Im shchuna take shuma. If it's dry, then he would say that it should be geshuma. Rav Acha b'Rei Rava, Messiah b'Meshmei de Rav Yehuda. He would add, Lo ya'adi avich shultin midabes Yehuda. So this is Aramaic for the words in Lashon Kodesh, Lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda. He would be mespalo that the malchus should always be with Yehuda. For lo yu amchi Yisrael tzrichim lefarni zem yizeh. Yidin shouldn't have to come onto each other for parnasa. And you shouldn't listen to the tefillahs of the Ivrei Drachim. What were these tefillahs of the Ivrei Drachim? That the Kohen Gadol was mespalo. So the Gemara tells a story. He was once traveling. Mitra Aleh, and it started raining on him. He said, he says, the whole world is benachas, and Chanina has to be betzar. I mean, everybody's home right now. I'm traveling. It's raining. Everybody's so happy. Because when it rains, it's parnasa in an agricultural economy. It's very good when it rains. So it's great, but for me, ich bin bezar. Pasak mitra. Chayim ben Daisa was mespalel, and all of a sudden it stopped raining. He also, basically, when he came home, it still wasn't raining. Omar, so Chayim ben Daisa davened again. He said, Ribbono Shloim, kol olam kulo bezar. V'chanina ben achas, everybody's bezar. Because everybody had businesses, and they had farms, and they had fields, and crops. Reb Chanina ben Daisa was dialed b'kaf chruvimi, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. He wasn't a businessman. And as a result, he was happy. Meaning, it didn't bother him that it wasn't raining. But he was mesmalo. Let there be rain for everybody else. So the Gemara says, also mitra began to rain. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, "Nu maya hanulate slice of the Kohen Gadol legabe Reb Chanina ben Daisa." You see the power of the tefillah of Reb Chanina ben Daisa. Kohen Gadol was mesmalo that loytikonis lefanecha tefillas ivrei drachim. Now we know what the tefillah was. Don't listen to the Ivrei Drachim that are traveling. They don't want it to rain. So they're going to pray that it shouldn't rain. Don't listen to them. But you see, Reb Chanina ben Daisa's tefillah was more powerful than the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol when he left the Kodesh HaKadosh. There was a story with the Kohen Gadol that after he left the Kodesh HaKadosh, he said a very long tefillah. And the Kohanim got together and they said, all right, that's it. You know, time's up. They started getting nervous. We don't want to go in. Maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't. And finally they said, all right, we're going to wait a few more seconds. He still didn't come out, so they got ready. We have to go rescue the Kohen Gadol. They started going in. And this Kohen Gadol left. So they turned to him and they said, "Mipnei maharachta b'tfilasecha." He said, "Why were you so marich with your tefillah?" He said, "Kasha beinechem, is it so bad to you? Shespalalti aleichem, I davened for you. Val beis hamikdash shaloi yicharev. I was davening to make sure the beis hamikdash won't be destroyed." Amrulai, they told him, "Alti rogel asis kain." I hear, but please, in the future, maybe don't do this. It's a Mishnah. So, respectfully, we understand what you did, but just realize that Klal Yisrael was so worried, we were so nervous, and maybe in the future, this is not something you should do. Exhale. So, as it relates to raid, just to focus on this last Gemara, a beautiful Gemara, a fascinating Gemara, that the Kohen Gadol, when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he used to daven. And the Gemara said, "My Matzli, what was the tefillah? Rava barav ada, v'rovin barav ada, Travayu Mishnei de Rav Amri. They both said in the name of Rav. Some have the Girsa of Yehuda, some have the Girsa Rav. If the Girsa is Rav, it's interesting because we speak a lot about Rav and Tfilah. Rav had Asorim Milo de Chasidos. The tenth one was, he had a beautiful voice, and he used to always take the breitel, and he would say, Kabbalah Hashem Mehoincha, Al Tikri Mehoincha, Ela Migroincha. The Tfilah of Rosh Chodesh is Beschus Tfilas Rav, said the Vilna Goy. Not Beschus Tfilas Rabim, but really it's supposed to be Beschus Tfilas Rav, the Heilig Bnei Yisoscha. And you have Rav, who was the Mechaber of the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah and of Yom Kippur. So Rav, very often, is mentioned in Shas in the context of tefillah, and if Rav is the one that said the nosach tefillah, it's ma'od matan. But either way, whether it was Rav or Rav Yehuda, he said, Yihiratzim ulfanei Hashem alikeinu, shetehei shana zu gishuma. Number one, it should be a rainy year. Rav Yehuda was moisif, and he said, lo ya'adi avit shulta midabes Yehuda, which in Lashon Kodesh means, lo yasur shevet mi Yehuda, v'lo yiyu amcha Yisrael tzrichin, Parnasa zemizeh, Klai Yisrael shouldn't have to come onto each other for Parnasa. For like Yikonis lefanecha tefilas Oivrei Drachim, that if one of the Oivrei Drachim, like the Gemara told the story with Chanina Mendoza, is traveling and he doesn't want it to start raining and he's mispalel, Eibishna, make that it shouldn't rain, don't listen to them. That's what the Kohen Gadol said. So one of the Kohen Gadol's tefilas were, don't listen to the tefilas of the Oivrei Drachim. The Shagas Aryeh in his Gvura Sari says, why were these the tefilas? This is Rav de Raven de Raven. The Kohen Gadol just brought the Ketores of Yom Kippur. This is the moment. It's the greatest Eis Ratzon that we can fathom in this world. And the Kohen Gadol has an opportunity now to leverage this Eis Ratzon, to say a tefillah. What was the tefillah? It should be a Reina de Geyur, number one. Number two, La Yasa Shevet Mi Yehuda. Number three, Klai Yisrael shouldn't have to come on to each other for Parnasa. And number four, like tikkanes lefanecha tefilas oivrei drachim. So the Shagas Aryeh and his Gvura Sari said a davar nifla. He said the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma daf mem dalet amud aleph. Al maha k'toyres mechaperes. What was the k'toyre mechaper on? So the Gemara said in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel they said lashon hara. The k'toyres was mechaper on lashon hara. Yavoy davar shebechashoy v'yichaper al maisa chashoy. Lashon hara is something that people often speak. Quietly, you don't speak Lashon Hara b'Rabbin sometimes, but usually most Lashon Hara is spoken shtalei. So it's an Avera that's done b'chashoy. The Ketores was brought b'chashoy, it was brought in the Kodesh HaKadosh, nobody was there. So Yavoy Dava she'b'chashoy v'yichaper al Maisa Chashoy. So the Shagas Aryeh said, that the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis, Dav Zayin, Ein ha'gishomim netzorin, ela b'shvil mesapri Lashon Hara. That the reason people struggle with Gishomim, which we know means Parnasa, it's because there are Mesapri Lashon Hara. So he says, ordinarily, to daven for Gishomim is, and to daven for Parnasa is not so poshet. Because if there's a kitrig of Lashon Hara that's hovering over Klal Yisrael, it's a problem. It's going to get in the way. It's going to be a tremendous impediment. But now that the Kohen Gadol brought the Ketores on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara says in Yumim Amdalad Amad Aleph, what was the Ketores Mechaper for? It was Mechaper for Lashon Hara. So if the Yidin got Kapara for Lashon Hara, this is an Eis Ratzon. Now, we're ripe for us to be able to have Parnassah. So as soon as the Ketores was brought, the first tefillah that the Kohen Gadol uttered was, he said, Shetei Shana Zu Gshuma. And he said that Klai Yisrael shouldn't have to come on to each other for Parnassah. And he said, Shlo Tikonis Lefanecha Tefillah Soivei Drachim. Gshamim, Parnassah, Parnassah, Gshamim, it's all the same thing. Because the number one reason there's problems with that Zedosh Shagas Aryeh is the kitrig of Nish Parnassah comes from Lashon Hara. So now that the Ketores was Mechaper, it was Mechaper for Lashon Hara, so this is the most opportune time, it's the Eis Ratzon to daven for Parnassah. He said, what about Lo Yasa Shevet Mi Yehuda? Why that tefillah? What's pshat in the tefillah of Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shulten Midabes Yehuda? The Zedosh Shagas Aryeh Pashat. He says, because the Gemara says, on Daf Tes Amid Beis, that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Giluy Arayis, and Shvichas Damim. What about the second Beis HaMikdash? It was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. But says the Shagas Aryeh, what we spoke out on Daf Tes Amid Beis from the Chafetz Chaim, and from the Heilig Chasam Sofer, that even though Chazal say that the cause of Churban Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam, but really, the real cause was Lashon Hara. It was Sinas Chinam that brought people to speak Lashon Hara, which ultimately destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Shagas Aryeh, that the reason the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of Lashon Hara. That's what Shai Gezari said. So he said the Ketoris was Mechaper on Lashon Hara. Now that the Yidden got Kapara for Lashon Hara, the Kohen Gadol said a tefillah. His tefillah was La Yasir Shevet Mi Yehuda. His tefillah was La Ya'adi Avit Shultim at the Beis Yehuda. Because as long as there's a chet of Lashon Hara, there's always a risk that maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. But now that there was a Kapara on Lashon Hara. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol had the opportunity to daven Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda. So he says the Kohen Gadol's tefillahs were related to things that the mekatrig for them is Lashon Hara. And the Lashon Hara is the mekatrig on the Parnasa on Klal Yisrael. And Lashon Hara is the mekatrig on the Golus and on the Churban Beis HaMikdash of Klal Yisrael. So as soon as the Ketoros was brought, we got Kapara on Lashon Hara, says the Shai Gesari in Gvur Sari, Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, the Kohen Gadol said a tefillah, and his tefillah was Parnasa, 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 Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda, because those are the mania for that is Lashon Hara, and now that you didn't got a Kapara on Lashon Hara, now this is something that we can daven for. But the truth is, there's another kasha that the Achreinim talk about in this Gemara. And that is, so Rav Acha Brei de Rava, Messiah Ba Meshmei de Rav Yehuda, he was Messiah Meshmei de Rav Yehuda, that after the Kohen Gadol would say, Shetehei Shana Zu Geshuma, he would add, Lo Ya'adi Avit Shultin Midabes Yehuda, which in Lashon Kodesh would mean, Lo Yasu Shevet Mi Yehuda. So the question is that why did the Kohen Gadol say this tefillah in Aramaic? Why didn't he say it in Lashon Kodesh? It's a pasuk, Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda. So if the pasuk says Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda, so why is it that he said it in Aramaic? So Reb Tzruli Besser of Klal Yisrael fame shared with me a story that he heard when he once interviewed the Talmud Rebbe. So he said he was talking to the Talmud Rebbe and they were discussing Chinuch, and he told him a story that he heard that the Nesivos, the Baal Nesivos HaMishpat, once gave a young boy a feher. And the boy told him he's learning Masechtas Yuma. So he asked him a kasha. And the question that he asked him was this question. That the Gemara says that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, so he said a tefillah, Lo Ya'adi Avet Shultim Midabes Yehuda, which means Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda. So he said, so why did he say it in Aramaic? Why didn't he simply say it in Lashon Kodesh? So this young boy told the Nesivos, he said, it's Pasha, why? He said, the reason is because the halach is that Dvarim Shebal Peh, you're not allowed to write Torah Shabbat Peh before Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And Dvarim Shebiksav, and if you have a pasuk in the Torah, something that's Torah Shebiksav, you're not allowed to say Balpeh. So he said the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he didn't have a Chumash. He didn't have a Sefer Torah in front of him, so he couldn't say Lo Yaseh Shevet Mi Yehuda, because he was going to be talking Balpeh. And because he was going to be talking Balpeh, so it's Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Torah Shoyva Imran Balpeh. So what's the workaround? So he said it instead in Aramaic. So the Nesivos asked this boy, so he said, I hear. He said, but why didn't he bring a Chumash with him? So he couldn't take a Chumash? So he told him, how is he supposed to be holding a Chumash? He had two hands. He had the machta in his right hand. He had the kaf in his left hand. He said there was no way for him to be holding a Chumash. It wasn't possible. So he had no Chumash. If he had no Chumash, he couldn't say it Balpeh, because Tvarim Shabbiksav, Yata Rishoy, Lo'imri Malpeh. Since for that reason, he had no choice but to do it this way. So Nesivos heard what this young boy told him. So he turned to him, and he said that Yogan of Vaksois wants to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. And he gave him a tremendous, tremendous bracha. And you know this little boy grew up to be? He grew up to be Reb Shila Mikutna, the great Yeshua's Malkoi. That's who he vaxed to be. So the Talmud Rebbe told us over to Reb Tzruli Besser. And he told Reb Tzruli, he says, what's, I want to ask you a question. Why was the Nesiva so nispa from this young boy? That's a very nice story. It's very sharp. He was very young. And he's shakla v'tanya with the Nesivos. But what impressed him so much? So he said, I think what impressed the Nesiva so much was, is that this boy was actually able to visualize what was happening. He wasn't just learning the Gemara. He saw it in front of him. He recognized that the Kohen Gadol didn't have a Chumash. Why? Because where's he going to hold it? He saw the Kohen Gadol walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with something in his right and something in his left hand. He was able to visualize it. And he said to understand Gemara and to really, really be able to deher it on the next level, you have to be able to visualize it. The more abstract it is, the less you're able to understand it. But the more you're able to be mamchishit, the better you're able to understand. The Talmud Rebbe said, he said he believes that was the hispilus that the Nesivos had of this young child. That such a young child, he's not learning Masechtas Yuma. He's in the Kodesh HaKadosh with the Kohen Gadol. If you saw the Kohen Gadol holding, you wouldn't ask such a kasha. So he it was pashit. I see the Kohen Gadol. Where's he going to hold the Chumash? He has no place. It's simply not possible. That was the hispilus. But I'll tell you something interesting. I have the Svarim from Rav Shiel Mikutna. So it's classic work, is the Yeshua's Malkai, but he wrote many Sfarim. One of the Sfarim that he wrote is the Chasdei Avos. And in his Sefer Chasdei Avos, in Siman Yud Daled, he asks this Kasha. He asks this Kasha, he says that why is it that the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said a tefillah, he said, Lo Yadi Avet Shultim B'Dabei Yehuda, which means Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda. Everyone knows the Pasuk Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda. Nobody can even pronounce Lo Yadi Avet Shultim B'Dabei Yehuda. So why don't you just simply say Lo Yasa Shevim Yehuda? And he says this, he doesn't bring the story, but he says this teretz of Dvarim Shebiksav Yator Rishoy Lo Imrim Bal Peh Ayin Shom. But then at the end, he says, doesn't think that's the real pshat. He says, Umachvarta. He says, I think the real pshat is based on a Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, which ties into so much raid that we've spoken about. And that is, the Gemara says, Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kavazlin, and Pasrei the Rabbi Lazar, Shula B'Tficha. I remember that I used to follow Rabbi Lazar, who used to go be Mevaka Choyla by people. Zimnin, and when he would be Mevaka Choyla, he would always say a tefillah. Sometimes he would say, Hamokoim Yifkedeich L'Shalay. V'Zimnin, sometimes he would say, Rachmona Yitkerineich L'Shalay. He had two different schayes of tefillah that he would recite, Rabbi Lazar, when he was in the presence of a chayyav. Why did he daven that way? How could he have davened that way? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo'ilam ayisha adam esrachav lashon arami." A person should never daven in Aramaic. I'm Rabbi Yoichman. Yoichman said, "Kol ashoyel esrachav lashon arami." Im malachi ashoros niskalkin loy. That if somebody davens b'lashon arami, the malachi ashoros don't pay attention to tefillah. And the reason is they don't speak the language. She'in malachi ashoros makirim b'lashon arami. This was his kasha. This is the Gemara's kasha. So how could Rabbi Lazar be mispalel for the chayla in Aramaic? The Malachi Ashores, who are going to hear the tefillah, they're going to bring it to the Avish, that they don't speak Aramaic. They're not even going to chapat the tefillah. They're going to think it's a chayla, it's a conversation. They don't understand the language. So it's a tefillah shav. So the Gemara says, you want to know Rabbi Lazar did it? Because shani chayla. A chayla is different. The shchina imoy. Because the shchina is together with the chayla. The Amrav Anon. How do you know the shchila is together with the chayla? Shenema Hashem yisodenu al eres devoy. Tanya nami hoch and nichlas vakas chayla. Somebody comes to the vakas chayla. Yeshiv le'agabi mitav le'agabi p'kisei. A person shouldn't sit on a bed, not on a chair. Elam esati v'yoshiv lefanam. A person goes to a chayla. He has to have a certain emo. He can't just sit there. Nevnei sheshchina lemaila mirashoysav shal chayla. Because the shchina is literally at the head of the chayla. Shenemar Hashem yisodenu al eres devoy. It said Reb Shiel Mikutna. Not to the Nesivas as a young boy, but in his Sefer Chasdei Avos, he said it's mavur in the Gemara that ordinarily a person's not allowed to daven in Aramaic because the Malachi Ashores don't understand Aramaic. But when a Yid goes to Milavaka Choyla, Rabbi Loza Dafka used to daven in Aramaic. You know why? Because then he tefillah didn't have to go through the Malachi Ashores. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is Lamaila Mir HaShoyis of Shal HaChoyla, and he was able to communicate directly with the Shechina, so the Abishah speaks Lashon Aramaic, and therefore you could daven even B'Lashon Arami. And to bring out that point, probably to be Mechazik Techoyla, Rabbi Loza would say a tefillah in Aramaic, so he should understand the Shechina is here. Medafnish foreign adorich malachim. The Shechina is right here. He's lamaylo mirashoyis of shalchayla. And to bring out that point, he would dafke daven in Aramaic. So say Rabbi Shiel Mikutna. The Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the makom of Shechina. Not just that. V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'ol moyed. Even the malachim that mus pnei and pnei adam, there was nobody there. There were no malachim. There's no mimini michal, mesmoyle gavriel, mefane ariel, meachayrei refal. The malach nuriel is not there. Argonon, like the Vilna Gaon said in Shir Hashirim, is tzenu and arena. Argonon, which is the Rosh Tevis for the malachim, tzenu and arena. And that's why if someone learns Torah, he's more than a kohen gadol al nichnas l'fnei b'lofi. Because when you learn Gemara, you have Gemara, gavriel, michal, refal, and ariel. But in the kodesh hakadosh, in the kohen gadol, the malachim weren't there. But at the same time, he was in the presence of the Shechina. And to bring out this point that he was in the presence of the Shechina, that he's in a place of Vayere Vayevoyke Yoy Mechod, he's in a place of Einoid Mavadei, he Davke said his tefillah in Aramaic. Just like Rabbi Lozat Davke said his tefillah in Aramaic to show that that the Shechina is here and you don't have to go through the Malachim. So said Rabbi Shiel Mikutna, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's walking out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'chol Adam Layir Bayom Mayek. This is Davke, an appropriate time to daven in Aramaic. But just to end with one ha'ara, and that is, my brother-in-law Yaakov Mel showed me a beautiful marumakim for Rav Shamshon Pinkus. So this is in one of the sniches from Rav Shamshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and it's on the pasuk of the Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'oil Mayit. Every Friday night, coming from shul, you say Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashores, Malachi Elyon, Bayachim L'Shalom, Barchuni L'Shalom. And then you say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So what are we saying? Shalom Aleichem, we greet the Malach. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesam and Beis, that when a person comes home from shul, there's two Malachi Ashores, that I'm alive in the shul. And if everything in his house is perfect, the Malach can give him a bracha. So, Shalom Aleichem, Bayachem L'Shalom. And then you say, Barchuni L'Shalom. And after you ask the Malach to give you a bracha, you say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. You send the Malach away. And the Mefarshim struggle, the Chidah, Tzeischem L'Shalom, why are you sending the Malachim away? If the Malach wants to say, you have a problem with that? Why would you send the Malach will leave, and the Malach, Adarabba, let the Malach stay. He says, why are you saying Tzeischem L'Shalom? So, Poshib Shah Tzeischem L'Shalom means that if you want to leave, but Tzeischem L'Shalom? Right, Tzeischem L'Shalom means Tzeischem L'Shalom. You throw somebody out of your house, you tell him Tzeischem L'Shalom. So why are you telling the Malachim Tzeischem L'Shalom? So Rav Shamshon Pinkus said, he said the Pshat is, because what's Shabbos? Shabbos is Boi V'Nekte Likras Shabbos Malkasa. Well, like the Rambam's Lashon is when we learn Masechta Shabbos, Likras HaMelech. In the olden days, people would go out into the fields and they would greet Shabbos. But the Shabbos HaMalka, the Melech Shabbos, Shabbos is the Shechina. And when Shabbos comes, the Shechina literally enters your house. That's what Shabbos is. And the tzaddikim were able to feel it and to spear that. It's a madrega, but that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos is the Shechina kaviyachol. So he said, on Shabbos, a yid doesn't need a malach. Because v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'oyol mayit. And that's what we're saying when we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. We're turning to the Malachim and Shkoyach Malachim for being malavim me to my house. I appreciate it. And Shkoyach for the bracha of I'm about to start my Suda. And I'm about to say Kiddush. And when I say Kiddush, I'm going to be mekayim my mitzvahs asei deiraisa of Zohar es yoyim ha-shabbos lekatshoy. And I'm in the presence of the Shechina like the Kohen Gadol was when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'ol mayit. So you turn to the Malach, said Rav Shamshon Pinkus, and you say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Argoman tzenu ura'ena. Tzeischem L'Shalom. Ich darf nicht the Malachim yet, because I'm in the presence of the Shechina. And it's because of a chal adam liyeh ba'yom mayit, with a deeper understanding of what Shabbos is, that's the aside of what we mean when we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. So just to end, I was thinking that if you look in your bencher, you start Yizmiris, Shalom Aleichem, Eish Hizchai, right after Eish Hizchai. So what's the next? What's the next Zmira? Askinus Udasa de Mehemnusa Shleimasa, Chedvasa de Malka Kadisha. Afterwards, Azamir Beshvachin le Meo Goy Pischin, de Bechakal Tapuchin de Inen Kadishin. The next, Vehe Rabba Min Kodom Atiko Kadisha de Chol Kadishin, Tmira de Chol Tmira. Then you make Kiddush. Hatzad Ashova between the next three Zmiras that we say is in Aramaic. Afterwards, Kol Mekadosh Shvi, Karoy Eloi, Menucha V'Simcha Eloi Yehuda. Now we're already talking Lashon Kodesh. We know what we're saying. But these three next, the Zmiras that we say immediately after Shalom Aleichem is all in Aramaic. Maybe that's the reason. The reason is because we're in the presence of the Shechina. The Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'ol Mayit. And just like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur said, Lo Ya'adi Kvar Shultin Midebeis Yehuda. And said, Rav Shila Mikutna in his Chazdei Avos. What was the reason? Because the Kohen Gadol is Lefnai V'Lefnim. He's in the Makom of the Shechina. He doesn't need the Malach. The Malach's not even there. The Chol Adam Lo Yiyeh Ba'ol Mayit. So to do that, he's Daf Gedavin in Aramaic, just like Rabbi Loza did in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, I'm in the base to show the Chayla, to be mechazik the Chayla, that the Shechinas, Lemaila Mirashoysa, Memela, I'm Gedavin in Aramaic, the Kohen Gadol Davin in Aramaic, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we Davin in Aramaic, Friday night, after we say Shalom Aleichem, we say Tzeischem L'Shalom, and immediately what? We start saying Azamer, and we start saying things in Askina Sudasa in Aramaic to show that we're in the presence of the Shechina. V'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'yom mayit, afilu amalach, and therefore we can daven now in Aramaic.